This is HPR episode 2209 entitled, Calibre Ebook Server. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 13 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a quick rundown of how to share your ebook library on your network using Calibre Server.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, with another recording for Hacker Public Radio. This one today is one that I've wanted to do for quite a long time. It must have been on my to-do list for the last 6 months or so, and it's another one having to do with ebooks. And this one specifically is how to share your ebook collection on the network, either your local network, or if you've got a server set up that way, you can share it to a publicly, an outward-facing community. Using either an IP address or your domain name and access your ebook library from wherever you are on any device. I use Calibre for this. Calibre you may have used to manage your ebook collection. I use it for mine. And I also, you may remember from earlier episodes that I've done about ebooks, I use it to perform conversions, to do all kinds of stuff. It's a great, great application. I'll have a link to where you can download Calibre, or you can just install it from the repository if you're on a Linux distribution. I've got more than 900 books in my ebook collection, and I often like to share them either with other people in my family or have them appear on other devices besides my Kindle. Now, when you purchase ebooks from the Kindle store or from the Nook store or other places like that, normally they will have DRM on them. When I import them to my Calibre library, that DRM is stripped off using a plugin that you can find. I'm not going to talk about how to do that on here, but you do even a cursory search of the internet for stripping DRM and Calibre, that's C-A-L-I-B-R-E, and you will find out how to install the plugin that will take care of this. And what that allows you to do is to convert your ebooks to different formats to be accommodated on different devices. So the format for my Kindle Paperwhite is AZW3. But the format that I use on my phone, which is an Android phone, is EPUB. And without stripping off the DRM, you can't convert it from one format to another. So it's something that happens as soon as I import things into my library. The DRM is gone, and I don't even think about it anymore. I just will do the conversions I need, edit the books if necessary, either for correcting typos or for changing the formatting to suit my own tastes. If you know a little bit of HTML and CSS, you can do all kinds of stuff to make the ebooks look the way you want. Anyway, this episode's not about conversion and formatting and stuff like that, but rather how to share your books using the Calibre server. If you open up the Calibre desktop application, you can see there are buttons all along the top of the interface, and one of those buttons is Connect/Share. If you click on that button, you'll see a couple of options. Actually, I see four options: connect a folder, start content server, start wireless device connection, and set up email-based sharing of books. The only one of these I use, and the one we're talking about today, is start content server. If you click on that, it will take the collection of books that you have in your library and make them available on the network. So I've just done that on my laptop right now, and so the The books that I have in my collection on my laptop are now being served up at a local internal IP address, 192.168.soforth, and it's done through port 8080. And I assume if you go somewhere in configuration, you can probably change the port number and stuff like that. Now, the disadvantage to doing it straight from your desktop application, especially if you're on a laptop that, you know, you close the lid and the collection goes away, is that, you know, the desktop applications normally are started and stopped with some frequency, and so you can't rely on it always being open and ready for you to grab your books. So you can use the command line tools in Calibre on your server to start just a Calibre ebook library daemon and just have it running all the time. And so that's what I've done with the server I have over there, which is actually, I turned it off for the few minutes that I'm going to be recording this because it was making noise. So all you have to do is install Calibre on your server, and then you need to put your ebook library over there. So what I do is I just use a secure copy command or an rsync command, I can't remember which, I think it's an rsync command, to copy my entire library that's on my laptop over to my server. And that way it's always synced up with my collection. And so then either I or my wife or the kids or whoever can get on their Kindles and use, there's a little application on the Kindle, at least on newer versions of it, called Experimental Browser. And if you open up the Experimental Browser and then type in the address of the served up content, you can access them there, tap the button to download the book, and it will add it to your device's library. Let me see. I'm going to have an example startup script in the show notes. And if you're interested in running Calibre server on your own web server, then you should take a look at the startup script that I have and plug in the values that will suit your setup accordingly. So things like the Calibre library path, where you just put in the path to your Calibre directory. There's a PID file, so the process ID file that tells it what file to use for the process ID. The username is the user that the daemon is running as. And then two options that I use are I actually have mine outward facing, and so since a lot of this stuff is protected by copyright, I have it password protected. And so I have a username and a password that you have to use if you're going to log in and access any of the books. And then I also specify a port number on the startup script example. I put just port number 3456, not the one I use, but you can do whatever you want with yours. And so you plug in the values that you want for all of those things, and then you can see more command line options for startup if you go to the manual, the user manual for it, and I put a link for that in the show notes as well. And you have to put the script in your /etc/init.d directory with all of the other startup scripts, and then you can use the service command to start it up on Debian anyway. I'm not sure what it'll be on other systems, so it would be service space Calibre hyphen server space, and then whatever action you want to do, start, stop, restart, and so forth. So once you have this going, it's great. I mean, you've got your entire ebook library available online to put it on different devices and share it with your family and that kind of thing. One little gotcha about updating the library. So you know, I've got 900 and some books, and I didn't always have that many. And so each time I add some more books to my library, there's a little process I have to go through to update the Calibre library on the server. I noticed when I just ran my rsync command again to push everything over to the server that I did not see the new books when I next went into the server interface from a different device. I would only see the old books, and so I figured out pretty soon that what the reason this is happening is that there is a metadata file that is it cannot be updated unless the service is not running. And so the first thing I do is SSH into the server and stop the Calibre server daemon. And then I can do the rsync command to push everything in the Calibre directory over to the server. And then I restart the daemon on the server, and then all the new books appear in there. I have a few links here in the show notes. One is to Calibre, another's to the user manual for the command line server, and another is to the Marvin ebook app for iOS. I put that there because I use that with some frequency on the iPad that I have that belongs to the school. And Marvin has a way, like a different sources that you can set up in there to get your ebooks. And so I just include my own Calibre server as one of my ebook source options there. And then I put a link also to FB Reader, the wonderful open source multi-platform ebook reader. That's what I like to use on my phone if I'm reading things on that. Normally I don't read books on my phone. I just do that in a pinch. If I find myself in a situation where I'm bored and I've got nothing but my phone, I always want to have access to an ebook. And so I use FB Reader for that. Otherwise, I always want to use my Kindle Paperwhite because it is an excellent reading experience. All right. I think that's probably about all I need to say about that. It's a pretty easy server to set up. It just works. And I like it very much. I use it all the time. My wife uses it, and my kids don't so much, but the wife and I use the shared ebook server all the time to share books back and forth. All right, I guess that's it. I think I'm going to call it quits for now, and I'll record another episode about something else here in a couple of days. Okay, talk to y'all later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.